Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It's that time. I hope this first full week of November's been treating you well. I mean, it's good stuff, and people are starting to play Christmas music, and gosh, how you want to punch them in the face. Look, you put Christmas trees up Thanksgiving or the day after. Till then, This is the bird's time. You encroached on Halloween. You're encroaching on the bird. Stop encroaching. Don't be a croacher. I really wish I could think of another word other than encroaching. It sounds dirty.
Jim Croce?
And I don't... Jim Croce. Don't Jim Croce. Don't put time in a bottle, you sons of bitches. Hi, we're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from all the places that you do. The folks bringing the tea today. Well, the man that knows how to deal with his boss is that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
That's how you talk to him. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Isn't it amazing how quickly everyone can turn against you?
Ain't that right, Facebook? What happened, sir?
Billy, you ignorant slut. In 1492, the Ensisheim meteorite, the first meteorite with a known date of impact, strikes the earth in a wheat field outside the village of Alsace, France, at around near noon.
1631, Pierre Gassendi first observes the transit of a planet. Johannes Kepler predicted a transit of Mercury would occur in 1631, and he was a psychic.
1876, the cigarette manufacturing machine was patented by Albert H. Hooke.
That's why they say you get hooked on them.
Yeah.
1903, Léon Guimont screens his first sound film for the Société de Photographie in Paris, France.
1908, Professor Ernest Rutherford announces in London that he had isolated a single atom of matter. It felt so lonely.
1910, the first air freight shipment is undertaken by the Wright brothers on behalf of department store owner Max Morehouse between Dayton, Ohio and Columbus, Ohio, because a car just wouldn't cut it.
1911, Alan Archibald Campbell Swinton, in his presidential address to Röntgen Society in London, suggests that high-definition television is possible with cathode ray tubes. The paper won't be published until April 1924 in the magazine Wireless World.
1918, Dr. Robert Hutchings Goddard demonstrates a tube-launched solid-propellant rocket using a music stand as his launching platform. He began work for the Army in 1917 to design rockets to aid in the war effort. He also helped develop the World War II bazooka, a small handheld rocket launcher, also from a music stand.
1932, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century premieres on the radio. The show is based on two novellas published in Amazing Stories by Philip Francis Nowlin and a subsequent comic strip.
1935, Royal National Institute for the Blind issues the first talking book using 12-inch discs.
It was actually issued in 1922. Somebody set it down, but they couldn't find it. 1946, the first U.S. coin-operated television is publicly exhibited in New York City. It operates when a quarter is inserted, playing various test patterns and a model of Felix the Cat. In 1946, oh my God, that's like 27 cents now.
1955, a feature-length film premieres on television before opening in U.S. theaters. What was it?
I believe it was the director's cut of Lord of the Rings. Still playing to this day. In 1963, the comedy It's a Mad, 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 Mad World premiered in Hollywood.
1965, the Pillsbury Doughboy debuted in television commercials.
Mm-hmm. 1966, the game show Concentration converts to broadcasting episodes in color, making NBC the first television network with a schedule completely composed of color programming. It, of course, was the last show because they were worried it would be too distracting.
1967, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson signs the Public Broadcasting Act of 67, establishing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and then they had a fundraising drive.
He was given a tote bag. 1985, the internet domain Northrop.com is registered. It is the sixth internet domain ever to be registered.
1994, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill student radio station WXYC launches the world's first internet radio broadcast.
1996, NASA launches the Mars Global Surveyor from Cape Canaveral on a mission to orbit Mars for one Martian year, or 687 Earth days.
1997, Touchstone Pictures releases the sci-fi action film Starship Troopers, directed by Paul Verhoeven, starring Casper Van Dien, Denise Richards, Dinah Mayer, Jake Busey, Neil Patrick Harris as a Nazi. According to the film's credits, it's based on the novel by Robert Heinlein, but it will be derided for having very little in common with it. In fact, the DVD commentary, Verhoeven goes, I never finished the book, and I became depressed and bored and stopped reading after a few chapters.
2000pets.com closes its doors and lays off 80% of its staff less than 2 years after its launch. The company blames the layoffs on tough environment for business-to-consumer internet companies. In June, the online pet supplies retailer began selling sock puppets of its mascot, which quickly became the company's best-selling product. The site, once a well-regarded e-commerce business venture, the site will come to embody the failures of the dot-com bubble. As much as we know of that, those darn commercials, it was only around for 2 years. That's it.
Yep. Look how long the hamsters at Quiznos lasted.
Oh, but I love those things, man.
We got the subs! 2003, the Star Wars Clone Wars television series premieres on Cartoon Network with the episode Chapter 1. The series will go for 25 episodes, 20 at 3 minutes each, 5 of them at 12 minutes each. Eventually, they learned how to make full episodes.
They were delightful. I liked them. 2006, Microsoft releases the external Xbox 360 HD DVD player. It, of course, retailed for around $200.
I still have mine. Birthdays?
Lucas Neff, 34, from Raising Hope.
Jeremy London is 47 from Mallrats, Party of Five, Seventh Heaven, Mallrats, if they ever finish making the damn thing.
Jason London, 47, from Dazed and Confused to Wong Fu, The Rage, Carrie 2.
He reminds
me. Jeremy London's mom.
Michelle Clooney is 50 from Queer as Folk, Make It or Break It, Teen Wolf, that would be the series, not the movie.
Tracy Savage, 57, The Devil and Max Devlin, Debbie in Friday the 13th, Part 3.
Lindsay Duncan is 69 from Episode 1, Adelaide in Doctor Who, Waters of Mars, Alice in Wonderland, Birdman.
Born in the State No Longer With Us, 1872, Lucille Laverne, voice of the Evil Queen in Snow White.
1903, Dean Jagger from X the Unknown, Vanishing Point, and Alligator.
1964, Dana Plato from Return to Boggy Creek, Different Strokes, Jack and Jill, and Jill and Night Trap.
Never made a bad film.
On CBS, we've got a rerun of Young Sheldon. The Unicorn, Mom, Carol's second act, and Kristen, David, and Ben are approached by the Catholic Church to re-examine a local prophetess after one of her visions becomes a reality on Evil.
ABC, it's a new Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder.
NBC has a new Superstore, Perfect Harmony, The Good Place, Will and Grace, and Alanis Vu.
Down Fox, Chargers and Raiders, they're on football, they're fighting, roar!
CW, Atomic Monsters on a new Handsome Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour known as Supernatural, and a new Legacies.
Freeform has a new Zootopia.
AMC, Born Identity, and then Born Supremacy.
FX, when exiting a department store, make sure you don't leave with less than you came in with on a new Mr. In Between.
It depends on what store you go into. Right? FXX, Simpsons Marathon, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and Eeny Teeny Maya Mo.
FXM has Pacific Rim, which is worlds better than Atlantic Rim.
Yes, IFC has Fist Chicken.
There you go. Sci-Fi Channel will be showing Cell, one of the worst Stephen King adaptations I've ever seen, based on a not-that-good Stephen King book to start with.
TBS has Conan Without Borders on a new Conan.
I'm glad they can't hold him down. TNT is showing Basketball.
True TV has Cat Lady on a new Carbonaro Effect.
USA has The Walk of Shame on a new Temptation. How is that still on the air? We're watching the Lifetime Movie Network tonight. After obsessing over his high school algebra teacher for over a decade, a young man decides to kidnap her and her 8-year-old daughter and hold them captive in his house. But a moment of weakness may give them a chance to escape. Allison Hannigan, Daphne Hoskins star in Abducted, the Mary Stauffer story.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad and Abby's bewildering bistro slows down time in order to enable Detective Abe to find the answer to an unsolved murder, a shooting that took place 15 years earlier. And hopefully he figures it out before he dies by gunshot. This is all too trippy for Abby, because this incident is like being high. She thinks about going to see that man at the FBI. Maybe give them a ring. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Dear GRD gang, when I heard the episode plot points in the Chabby segment, I was resigned to not being able to just Google the show. Such unremarkable events. Then I heard the flurry of hints in Wednesday's show and was able to determine that Chad and Abby are indeed dining at... As always, loving the show. That's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, Jared, you're absolutely right. They are certainly there. And no, that place doesn't offer a supersize option. See? I've helped. If you've got the slightest idea as to where they are, by all means, drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could tell us in a voicemail. Just simply dial the number of
510-GRD-CROW.
None of those were helpful.
As a young boy in Marshalline, Missouri, Walt Disney played Peter Pan in one of his favorite stories in a school play. He used to say in Disneyland, an adult is just a grown-up child. Well, here at the Neverland Podcast, we'll talk about heroes like Spider-Man, He-Man, and the others that taught us how to do what's right, because right makes might. We're like Saturday Morning's All in One Podcast. Join us every week to go to Disney and beyond at NeverlandPodcast.com.
I'm Ron Luden, the executive producer and the creator of Stranger Things. You are not listening to the Smashing Pumpkins. This is Geek Radio Daily.
That's right. The original, and some would say better, Stranger Things.
A few episodes, yeah.
God, that was such a good show. And I love that he still has the Twitter handle. Good for you, sir.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Because it's that time of the week. What are we playing, sir?
Well, we've got Villages, a sandbox multiplayer game available for the PC.
Incredible Mandy. Incredibly came and gave without taking is a 3D fantasy-style action adventure for the Switch.
I want a first-person shooter starring Barry Manilow. Tokyo Dark, a point-and-click adventure with multiple endings. Tokyo Dark is the story of a detective trying to solve the mystery of her missing partner and resolve a case that has literally come back to haunt her. It's available for the Switch.
Mechanica, a point-and-click adventure game by Mango Protocol for the PS4 and Xbox One.
Wanted to go see a doctor about a Mango Protocol, let me tell you. Grisea Trilogy, a collection being released by Prototype that contains the entire Grisea Trilogy and all of its side stories for the Switch.
Tanky Tanks, a fast-paced dual-stick shooter with tanks for Xbox One.
And a game that a lot of people have been waiting for, Death Stranding. The first game from game director Hideo Kojima after his departure from Konami, Death Stranding is a bizarre third-person action-adventure game where the goal is to dredge through a ravaged wasteland to reconnect isolated cities and prevent a mass extinction. It's available for the PS4, PC, and your nightmares.
Need for Speed. Heat. Ghost Games' new Need for Speed game for PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Jumanji the Video Game. The video game based on the movie featuring a video game based on a movie featuring a board game that probably made a board game based on the movie featuring a board game. It's available for the Switch, PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Golem. Highwire Games developing its first game exclusively for PlayStation VR. The PS4. See? Because otherwise it wouldn't be on PlayStation VR.
Surprisingly, it's not available for the Switch. It's one of the few ones. Sturmwind, a horizontal shoot-em-up being developed by Durinic. It's available for the Switch and Xbox One.
Disney Tsum Tsum Festival, a party game for the Nintendo Switch and the first console game based on the popular Japanese toy line from Disney, Tsum Tsum. It even features a version of the popular mobile game for the Switch, Tsum Tsum.
Layton's Mystery Journal, Catriel and the Millionaire's Conspiracy. This new Layton game focuses on Professor Layton's daughter, Catriel. It features traditional puzzle gameplay. It's available for the Switch.
Truck Driver, a truck driving game by Triangle Studios for the PC. Truck Driver.
Just in time for that lucrative convoy tie-in. Romancing Saga 3. Based on the Super Famicom RPG that is part of the popular Saga series, it follows the non-linear structure of previous games in the series as well as after. As a demonstration of non-linear structure, we have that sentence. It's available for the Switch, PC, PS4, Vita, and Xbox One.
Yaga! An action RPG with a charming narrative that adapts to your choices set in a world of Slavic folklore. Play as Ivan, a one-handed blacksmith, cursed with incredible bad luck, as the one hand implies, for the Switch, PS4, and Xbox One.
VR Ping Pong Pro, the follow-up to the hit table tennis simulator of 2016, VR Ping Pong. It's available for the PC, PS4.
Doctor Who, The Edge of Time, a VR adventure game that explores space featuring the voice of Jodie Whittaker for the PC and the PS4, which sounds awesome until you realize that there are weeping angels in VR. Oh, hell no.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. As I'm sure you know by now, Angelina Jolie, along with Game of Thrones stars Richard Madden and Kit Harington, are going to be in the upcoming The Eternals for Marvel, which has been filming in the Canary Islands off the coast of Spain, the movie with its top flight cast is an important addition to the next phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it'll introduce a group of heroes known as Eternals who have been protecting Earth for thousands of years.
Very excited for this. The Eternals are the bomb, yo.
Funny you should say that. The shooting was recently interrupted thanks to an unexploded bomb being found on the set, forcing the evacuation of the cast.
Foul deviants. You will regret this night of savagery.
Experts quickly took care of the threat. One source noted it was obviously terrifying. The bomb could have been there for decades untouched, but who knows what might have happened if it was disturbed. Some of the biggest stars in the world were on set, and nobody was taking any chances. Fortunately, experts dealt with it.
Who's a copy of this car, wasn't it?
Well, you know, we're just glad that everyone's okay, but could this be some insane viral marketing for Fantastic Four? Because if that bomb was there for years, that means someone got King the Conqueror to travel back in time to set us up this bomb.
Amazon Prime has picked up the exclusive streaming rights to two seasons of Critical Role, The Legend of Vox Machina, which is based on storylines in the group's long-running role-playing show, all thanks to a fan-supported project on Kickstarter, and set a record for the most funded TV or film project ever.
I think they're very broken people, but I think together they are far greater than the sum of their parts.
Following the Kickstarter campaign, Critical Role has planned to produce 10 episodes of Vox Machina under the agreement with Amazon. Under the agreement with Amazon, Prime Video ordered an additional 14 episodes for a total of 24 episodes across two seasons. Currently, there's no premiere date set for season one of the series, but it's targeted for late 2020. In addition, Amazon Studios inked a first-look deal with Critical Role to develop new series to premiere exclusively on Prime Video worldwide, which means they do not want them to go anywhere.
You will leave when Burt Reynolds tells you to leave.
The deal builds on Critical Role's use of Amazon-owned Twitch to broadcast their Dungeons & Dragons live role-playing show since 2015. Critical Role is represented by CAA, which helped, of course, broker the deal.
Your secret is safe with my indifference.
This past March, the Critical Role team set a target of raising $750,000 on Kickstarter for a 22-minute animated special. It blew past that goal in less than an hour and kept expanding the scope of the project as fans kept ponying up money. The group's Vox Machina ultimately raised $11.39 million from 88,887 backers, who will receive various perks for their contributions starting in May of 2020. All of them are very lucky, as they will go to the bottom of Percy's list.
CBS TV Studios has reportedly begun development on a female-led reboot of Zorro for NBC as part of a first-look deal with Ben Silverman and Howard Owens' production company, Propagate.
Wait, wouldn't it be Zora? Be if it's female that I don't speak Spanish, but I can't wait to read the tear-filled rants from the haters.
Alfredo de Barrios Jr. will pen and executive produce the project described as a modern-day retelling of the Zorro mythology that follows Z, a female descendant of a warrior bloodline who will go to great lengths to protect the defenseless in her community.
I hope the bad guys are not a global ring. I'd hate for Z to have a world war.
The property has been adapted numerous times on the films and once on the TV back in the 1950s with Guy Williams. Most people today are familiar with it via the 1998 Martin Campbell film The Mask of Zorro, starring Antonio Banderas.
What, no love for George Hamilton?
Only six more months to wait. The release date is sometime in 2020, and there's not much else known about it at all, but it will be interesting to see a new take on the classic hero, though noted film historian Bruce Wayne says he will not be giving this a shot.
17-year-old Jarvis K, a professional esports player, released an emotional video apologizing for using aimbot software while playing Fortnite, which makes it easier to shoot and kill opponents without taking careful aim.
Apologized for using it or for being caught?
The member of the esports team FaZe Clan broke down in tears on video as he explained to his 2 million YouTube subscribers that he would no longer be able to play Fortnite or create Fortnite-related content for his channel.
You got paid to play video games, and you cheated! Let me quickly order some tiny violins. Oh, better yet, a tiny keyboard to press F.
Not only was he paid to play competitive, but he was also paid to stream the popular game. He also asked Epic Games to reconsider the ban, saying, "I'm not trying to find a quick road out, but being banned forever is just a lifetime ban. It's just, I just didn't know this would happen."
The EULA is default dancing on you.
Epic Games acknowledged Mr. Jarvis's video, but said it had a zero tolerance policy towards cheaters.
Unless you're Ziff or Ronaldo.
When people use aimbots or other cheat technologies to gain an unfair advantage, they ruin games for people who are playing fairly.
He's lucky they didn't W key him.
Jarvis claimed that he only used the cheats in order to demonstrate them to his viewers and not gain a competitive advantage in tournament matches.
Oh, no, Your Honor, I wasn't robbing the bank to steal the money, just to show people that you should not steal the money.
All I was thinking about whilst I was making those videos was just how entertaining and, like, interesting these videos would be for you guys to watch, he said in his apology video, which has since been viewed more than 4 million times.
Deal with it. You Harry Pottered yourself.
At the time I posted those videos, I was completely oblivious to what could happen to me.
I wouldn't have done some things either if I knew I would get caught.
Fans of Jarvis shared the hashtag Free Jarvis hashtag across social media in an attempt to get his account reinstated. However, some fellow Fortnite pros have criticized the campaign. Benjamin Dr. Lupo Lupo said in an online chat with Tyler Ninja Blevins that he believed the ban was justified.
I back the people that don't cheat.
The ban means Jarvis is not simply able to create a new Fortnite account, as it encompasses his network connection and the hardware upon which he plays. And of course, as mentioned before, Epic has responded and said his ban is final, reiterating, once again, their zero-tolerance policy. Now, he may have been able to get past this by starting a new account on a new computer and only playing in Starbucks, but he'll never be able to stream it on his channel or upload videos under his name or play professionally. Now, we here at GRG have only this to say. You were already playing video games for money, for a living. Why would you F this up, dude?
Comedy. It's a very subjective medium. What works for some is looked down on by others. People simply cannot agree what comedy should be.
Some folks even think we are funny.
Thanks, guys. Have you ever been watching a wonderfully wholesome comedy act only to be bombarded with opinions that are different from your own?
Yeah, but I'm an adult, so big deal. I knew where the off button is when my thoughts and ideals are challenged with a different viewpoint than mine.
Maybe you get triggered from the difference of opinion. You shut it off for fear of seeing things from another perspective.
Quickly, chum. To the safe space. There are cookies there.
We've all been there. And it would be the most convenient thing in the world to be able to skip those parts of the act so that our narrow worlds can continue to be that much narrower.
Or just pay attention. Like watching Bill Maher from nearly any point of view is just not a good idea.
According to comedian Seth Meyers, his new Netflix comedy special will have a button pop-up that will allow you to skip his jokes about U.S. President Donald Trump.
Snowflakes is what?
It dawned on me that because it was on Netflix, there would be this opportunity to put in technology that would allow people to skip it. It was a way to build in the response to anyone who would say, oh, let me guess, there's going to be jokes about the president.
There are people like Seth Meyers, as long as he isn't political? Do they know who he is?
While the button looks to be that of a practical nature, this is also kind of a joke feature that Myers doesn't expect many people to use. I think, look, sometimes at a fancy restaurant, they'll put parsley on your plate and you'll think, well, that's a nice touch, but you're not going to eat the parsley.
Well, we do play the parsley game. Don't know how I can whip the button, though.
Is Netflix going to add this to other comedy specials, movies, TV shows?
The trailers that play when you get the info on any TV show or movie or anything?
We will see if people really want to remove potentially questionable to them content. If so, Lewis Black's next hour-long set can be knocked out in like 30 seconds. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons.
I don't have time to think.
Look, if you don't want to hear what I gotta say, push the damn button!
If it weren't for my host, I wouldn't have spent that year in college.
And look, someone get Trace Ballou to start doing the commercials for this. Just push the button. It'd be fantastic. It'd be amazing. Oh, goodness. Your life's creative comes out of the United Commercial United River Boys, Nasty 3 more likes. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and by the website, GetReadyToDay.com. I said, you know, everywhere. I mean, maybe not every single syllable, but I mostly got that. It's fantastic. Drop us a note, please. It's podcast at GeekRadioDaily.com, or please send us a voicemail to the magical number of
510-GRD.
And
you have to call it. You can't just text it like a millennial.
Yeah, you slackers.
Creeps like you should be in a cage.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
I asked for an army and all I got was you. You were not enough.
Today I'm talking to some city pets. Ooh, ooh, hey, poodles! Did you know that Pets.com delivers food, treats, and toys?
Hit the buzzer. Look, I've been out here for like 10 minutes. It's easy.
Come on, I see the delivery for the parakeet. Let me go surprise him. No. Come on.
No.
Did you get all these things at Pets.com? Look, I'm a professional happy puppet thing, and it's my job to make animals happy. Pets.com, because pets can't drive.
Okay, Dino. I gotta go to a lot of stores to get what you like. I'll be back.
you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, baby, please don't go. Ooh, girl, I just want you to stay.
Hey, man, I'm getting carsick. I think I'm in a boot.